Blog Talk Radio.
It was the summer before the real world started, and the deal was we would get to go if we cleaned it up and got it running. That is old Winnebago. Winging a prayer down a 65 by best friend on four ball ties. I can still see Billy smiling when we finally made it to Talladega. Boys raised us, whiskey and gold glass. Now here's to turning up, slowing down, and cars that go real fast. Like a stone, time rolls on. You can't hit pause, asking just to do. Most days in life don't stand out, but life's about those days that we all lack. Rockin' Randall, getting rowdy, shooting Roman candles at the man in the moon. Till the Alabama sun was breaking over Talladega, boys raised up a whiskey in your glass. I guess to turn it up, I'm slowing down, and cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living and drinking and wishing and thinking as that checkered flag was waving. Sure life to stay.
This is Austin Dillon, driver of the Dallas Chevrolet, and you're listening to The Pit Stop with Tim DeSpain.
Live from Talladega, Alabama, you're in The Pit Stop with Tim DeSpain and Stephen Wilson on the Speedway Digest Radio Network. Big shout-out to Talladega Super Speedway track president Grant Lynch and public relations director Russell Branham. Tickets are on sale now for the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Fridge 250 October 18th and the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Geico 500 October 19th. To purchase your tickets, call 877-GO-TODEGA or visit TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. And at this time, I'd like to bring our good friend, Reverend Joe, from Riverside, California. He was in Las Vegas for the truck race this past weekend. We want to bring Reverend in.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, Reverend Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
We're doing good. We got some cooler weather and everything. If you want to get us going, we'll get going, and then we'll let you talk about the weekend at Vegas, bud.
Okay, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all you do. We thank you for this past weekend, the safety upon all that were involved in the races that we saw this weekend, and blessings upon all of us that are involved with the auto racing business through the next week and thereon into the future. We also still lift up the Ward family to you, Lord, that you comfort them. And we thank you for all that's happened through the court system at the moment. And we ask you to just bless all we do and keep us following you and paying attention to you in all ways. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
A great invocation. Well, how did everything go in Vegas, bud?
Actually, we had a great weekend, and as you know, I met Rob by accident, one of your faithful listeners. Great guy. It was kind of funny. I was sitting there talking to a good friend of mine, Doug Krantz, who's a photographer out of Las Vegas, and we were catching up. I've known him for many years, and I got mentioning to him the radio show, and that, you know, I do the opening invocation, and we were talking about it, and all of a sudden this man from across the room goes, "You mean the Pit Stop?" And I said, "Yeah." And it was Rob. He came over, and we got to know each other and posted a picture there on he posted a picture of us up online. It was funny because, as I was just telling Susan, the first picture we took, Rob says, "Wait a minute, I look like a midget in this picture." And I didn't want to tell him he was. Sorry, Rob. I suggest he stand up on a chair or something, but it was great talking with him and visiting with him. Got to visit with a lot of great people at Las Vegas. With the way they had it set up this year, it was a totally one-day event. And because the nationwide race was on earlier, we had a whole bunch of things go on, practice and such. And then we had this three-hour total nothing happening on the racetrack, which was because the nationwide race was on. So the poor crew members, who I deal with a lot, the officials, they were sitting around half falling asleep because they'd been there since 6 in the morning. But it was good to have the time to visit with them. And like I said, I got to spend some time with my friend Doug and with Rob. And visit with everyone there at the track. The whole situation was much more relaxed because we didn't have the other two divisions there to rush through. So it was a nice weekend. I went up a day early and just sat in the jacuzzi for hours. But I don't get to do those kind of things too often. So that was good. But, it was neat. And it was neat to find out a lot of people I've been dealing with for years. I'm working in the truck series now. They're enjoying it because it's a lot more relaxed. And many more of them have come to Christ, and which is just a wonderful thing to find out after getting to know these people for years and finding out that they've finally changed their life. And it's a great thing.
Yes, sir. Amen, Reverend. And I'm glad you got to meet Rob. I mean, I've never met him. You know, of course, I've never met you. And Rob, you know, me and him chat every now and then. Rob's a great guy. You know, he does his photography stuff. And whenever I seen that, and I said, and, you know, Rob sent me a message and said, you know, small world, Tim. I said, yes, sir, it sure is.
It was neat because there I am telling my friend Doug about the show, and Rob pops up and says, hey. And, you know, it was just neat. But it is a small world. You just never know who's going to be standing behind you or listening. And it's good that we're always true, as best we can be. So enjoyed it
yes,
much,
sir.
And enjoy the show. And you guys have a great show the rest of the day. Be safe. God bless all you out there. And we'll be talking to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Reverend Joe. We'll talk at you later, bud.
All righty, bud. Take care.
All right, bud. Bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our good friend and Reverend from Riverside, California, Reverend Joe Bubico. I think I got it right now. At this time, I would like to bring my good friend, co-host from Martinsville, Virginia, CEO of SpeedwayDigest.com, Mr. Stephen Wilson on.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hey, bud, how's everything up there in that state y'all call, what is it, Virginia's for Lovers?
Yeah, Virginia's is for Lovers. Not too bad. It's a nice 60-degree day up here. No clouds in the sky as of yet. No rain. So it wasn't a half bad day after all.
That's good. That's good. And, you know, me and you've talked earlier, and I've put some stuff out there on social media. Our new weather lady is going to be coming on here in a few minutes, Miss Megan Thomas, meteorologist, ABC 3340 here in Birmingham, and she's agreed to come on. And, of course, you know, Stephen, she's going to have times when she can't make it because she's going to have to fill in for the other guys. But I know we've got some breaking news out of NASCAR, if you want to go ahead and cover that right quick before Megan comes on.
No, but I'm going to let you cover that. You had already printed it all out. I have not had a chance to look at it other than get it up on the site today. So I'm unfortunately slacking a little bit tonight.
You ain't slacking, bud. I'm glad I got it here, though. But I'll go ahead and go with that. This is from mine and your good friend, Kerry Tharp, NASCAR Integrated Marketing Communications. The first thing that came out was it came out pretty quick, you know, back-to-back. Daytona Beach, Florida, September 30th, 2014. William Corline, I'm probably messed that name up, a crew member, I don't know what team he's with. William Corline, a crew member in the NASCAR Nationwide Series, has been indefinitely suspended for violating the sanctioning body's substance abuse policy. On September 24th, Caroline was found to have violated Sections 12-1, actions detrimental to stock car racing, and Section 19, violation of the NASCAR substance abuse policy of the 2014 NASCAR rulebook. And we've seen too much of that here lately. I don't understand these young guys or kids or whatever. They don't know what they got till they've lost it. I don't know. Even this is another one coming out right after that one from Mr. Kerry Tharp. Daytona Beach, Florida, September 30th, 2014. The number 74 team that competes in the NASCAR Nationwide Series has been penalized for a ruse infraction committed during a September 26 practice at Dover International Speedway. The infraction is a P3 level penalty as outlined in Section 12.4-3 of the rulebook and violates Sections 12-1, actions detrimental to stock car racing. 20A-2.3A, added car weight, weight not properly attached, weight fell out during the event. Imagine that. As a result of this violation, crew chief Gary Ryder has been fined $10,000 and placed on NASCAR probation until December 31st. And I will not put the driver's name out there because Kerry Tharp did not do it. So I'll give him that. And Stephen, is there anything you want to cover the some of the racing we had this past weekend at Dover International? Or you got the floor, bud.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll cover out the NASCAR Nationwide Series race this weekend that we had there in Dover. Kyle Busch was the winner of the race out there. This was his 68th victory in 291 events in NASCAR Nationwide Series and his 5th top 10 and 20th top 20 of 2014. He's now the all-time leader in Dover wins, breaking a tie there with Joey Logano. Joe Logano did come in second, Chase Elliott third. He was also the highest finishing rookie of the race. And yet again this weekend, he left out of there with the points lead, extending it by 26 points over teammate Regan Smith. Heading into Kansas City, this Kansas Speedway this weekend. Just jumping over here to the Sprint Cup Series, Jeff Gordon was your winner there this weekend. This was his 92nd victory in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series in 754 attempts. So this is his fourth victory and 19th top 10 of 2014, and his 5th victory and 25th top 10 and 44 events there at Dover International Speedway. Brad Keselowski finished out 2nd, Jimmy Johnson 3rd, and Kyle Larson was the highest finishing rookie of the race, finishing in 6th place. This week, we did kick a few people off the chase grid this weekend. Forgive me, I'm going to have to kind of pull back stuff off because I had not prepared tonight. Like I said, I've been slacking just a little bit this week. Eric Almirola and Greg Biffle. Let's see, who else did get kicked out of here? A.J. Allmendinger and Kurt Busch were the four that were kicked out. Brad Keselowski heading into this weekend, the first race of the contender event there at Kansas Speedway and ending at Talladega in just a couple weeks there where you are. Brad Keselowski, they reset the points. He is in first place in points with Joe Logano, Kevin Harvick, Johnson, Gordon, and Kyle Busch rounding out. Going all the way back to 12th. First through 12th is now 3,000 points. They're going to reset this each time that we knock some people out. So we've, these guys got to be up on the wheel again for the next three races, especially coming into an event like Talladega that's going to end out this round. Definitely there's going to have to be some drivers in there that are going to have to win. I think one of them definitely is going to have to be Jimmy Johnson just for the fact that he's never been very good there at Talladega. And when you look back in the spring, both Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano were caught up in a multi-car pile up there. So there are a couple others. Brad Keselowski obviously knows how to win there. I don't think he should be too much of a problem. He's been running pretty decently. However, we've really got to get these next two races, get some winners in there, especially Jimmy Johnson and a couple other guys out there that just have not inherently run very well there at Talladega. It effectively could push them out going into the next set of events, starting in Martinsville with the Eliminator round.
Yeah, I would definitely agree, Stephen. And we can dig in this into more a lot more depth here later. We've got Megan Thomas, our new weather lady that has agreed to come on whenever she has time when she's not filling in for somebody. Miss Megan Thomas, meteorologist from ABC 3340 in Birmingham. Let's bring Megan on.
Let's get her ready to rumble!
Wow, what a welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Megan. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Just hanging in there. Getting ready for work tomorrow.
I'm,
so.
Are you going to be on tomorrow where I can watch you when I have to dispatch at work?
We may, but I'm filling in for James, or I'm starting to, back him up when he does a live shot. So in case the live shot doesn't work, I go on air instead of him. So just in case we do have a weather segment. But I don't think the next time I'll actually be on TV will be until Friday at midday, so at 11, so you can catch me on there when you're at work.
Okay, 10-4. Thanks, Megan. And, you know, we got some bad weather coming in Thursday night, but from what I've gathered, we really don't know. But, Megan, I want to thank you again for agreeing to do this whenever you can. We're glad to have you on. I want to introduce you to my good friend, Stephen Wilson.
Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Megan. How's it going tonight?
It is going pretty well. How's everything with y'all?
Well, it's not bad. Like I said, we have some pretty decent weather up here, so that's a pretty good deal, you know, after the weather we've had all summer long.
Right. Y'all have had a lot of rain up there.
Yeah, we have. A lot of rain up here this year, although rain isn't so bad, but, you know, kind of puts a damper on some things.
Exactly. I know. I hate it.
Yeah, and Megan, you know, we had talked earlier. Do you want to do the weather forecast for here and the upcoming weather forecast at Kansas Speedway, or would you like to give all our listeners a little bit of insight about, I know where you graduated, college and all that, about how you got started in meteorology? You know, you can go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I can give a little brief synopsis about my life and how I got into what I'm doing, and then I'll give you a quick forecast for here in Alabama and then a quick one for Kansas City. How does that sound?
Yes, ma'am. That sounds great.
Okay, well, my name is Megan Thomas, and like you said, I am the newest meteorologist at ABC 3340 in Birmingham. It's been a long time coming, really. I've been wanting to do science in television since I was about 12 years old, so that's been about 12 years from now. You can do the math and see how old I am now. But overall, I mean, I've been just into science. I've been real nerdy, if that's what you want to call it, my whole life. And I got into television around when I was in eighth grade after going to space camp for a couple years, and I just kept up with it throughout high school and then got to Alabama. I went to Alabama. I'm originally from Atlanta, so I came out of state to go to school, the great state of Alabama, that is. And then I graduated there with my undergrad degree in broadcast news and geography, so I double majored in the two of those. And then by the time I was a senior, I had been in contact with Mississippi State University to teach broadcast news and get my master's in meteorology at the same time. So I did that. So, and then my second year in grad school, I got offered a position to do the weather at WCBI in Columbus, Mississippi. So that was always really fun. So I was going to school, I was teaching and working all at the same time. So sleep was something that I've put on the back burner and still do, really. My schedule is kind of weird, as you know, television is 24/7 for me sometimes. So I had plenty of internships throughout college, and actually one of them was at ABC 3340. And then I guess my second year in grad school, I got a phone call from our news director who wanted me to come down and interview. And I interviewed, and a couple weeks later he called and offered me the job. So now I'm here working with the best, James Spann. He's now not only my boss, but he's a colleague, so that's awesome to say. And I've been learning a lot from him, trying to become better and better at what I do. And hopefully the people at home enjoy watching.
Oh, yes, we all do, Megan. We do.
Well, good. Well, I have some news for you in terms of weather. It's not going to be a bad next 48 hours. Tonight doesn't look too terrible. It's going to be pretty clear and calm and cool, if you will. Temperatures in the low 60s tonight, but we do have those changes. Here in Alabama coming through on Thursday, we have a cold front that's just to our north. And as we all know, cold fronts typically bring us rain and a lot of cloud cover, and that's what's going to happen on Thursday night. So the high during the day will be really warm, around 86 degrees, and then overnight we'll cool into the mid to upper 60s with a little bit of rainfall in there. On Friday now, that's when the most of the heavy storms are going to come through. Some of them, I don't expect a lot of them to be in severe limits, but there are, you know, the possibility of what makes a severe storm is winds at 58 miles per hour, greater in a 1-inch hail. So there are the chances for that with the strong cold front that's coming on through. But the good news is, this is what we all like to know about, right? The weekend. So Saturday and Sunday, not a cloud in the sky. It's going to be fabulous, and it's going to finally feel like fall. Highs will only be in the 70s, and overnight lows will be in the 50s. Do you like that forecast?
Yes, ma'am. I call it.
I call it
whenever it's cool weather, Big Man Tim's weather, because I love cool weather.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to call it Big Man Tim's weather. I like to call it football weather. I mean, I'm a big football girl coming from the University of Alabama, but, I mean, I know some of there are Auburn fans out there, too, but, you know, it's going to be a fabulous weekend in Alabama, whether you're cheering on the Tide or not. So get out and enjoy it is all I got to tell you.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm an Auburn fan. Stephen's a Florida State.
And
Stephen's a Florida State fan. And his wife,
well,
Amber, is a Florida State fan. And Suzanne's an Alabama fan.
Suzanne and I can be friends. You and I will be acquaintances. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
That's fun.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
you know, like I always
is,
say,
I'm
a big race fan, Megan. I'm an Auburn fan, but I don't care what happens as long as they race on Sunday.
Absolutely. Well, the race this weekend in Kansas City is going to be pretty nice as well. It's on Sunday, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it all weekend? Sunday, October 5th, right? I think that's what it is.
Yes, ma'am. Hollywood Casino 400.
Yeah, so it's going to be beautiful. Plenty of sunshine out there. Highs will be in the 70s. And then overnight, it's going to cool down to the low 50s. So kind of the same deal here. But further north, I guess. So it's going to be a very pleasant weekend for everyone out there.
That sounds great, Megan. That sounds really great. And, again, Stephen, do you have any questions for Megan? She's on top of this weather stuff, bud.
No, I do not have any questions.
No questions?
Okay. Now, Stephen, he's from up in Martinville, Virginia,
okay.
Megan. I didn't know if you knew that.
We always used to
wish snow on Stephen up in Martinsville, and Stephen would say, no, I've had enough snow.
No, you're not allowed to have any snow forecast. No, absolutely not. No snow.
No. Snow is not my favorite thing. I grew up in the Southeast, and snow is not snow or ice, because you remember that ice storm we had last year? Well, that kind of creates problems around here because we're not prepared for it. We may know it's coming, but we don't have all the equipment for it.
You're right, Megan. And Megan, again, I want to thank you very much for agreeing to do this. And you had, me and you had talked. There's going to be some nights you're going to have to fill in, and some nights that you just can't come on. And me and Stephen understand that. But I will keep in touch with you. I will keep in touch with you. And if we see where you can't come on, I'll just text Stephen and say, we don't have a weather tonight. Me and Stephen will do it, and we'll just say, take this the wrong way. I can be a weatherman, so it's going to be partly sunny or partly cloudy. That's just a joke.
You're right. You got it.
Okay. Thanks again, Megan, okay. and we'll be in touch. Tell James and Charles we said hello.
I will do so. Y'all
All
have
right.
a good night.
Take...
Enjoy the fabulous weekend.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, Stephen, she sounds like she knows her weather, but I was going to ask her, you know, we're getting close to, you know, Grant Lance coming on here. We're at the bottom of the hour now. I was going to ask her. She went to Mississippi State. She went to Alabama, so I guess she's an Alabama fan, but I wonder what the Mississippi State people think.
I don't know. I don't know too much about Mississippi State, so we don't play them with at Florida State, so I'm not too sure. I don't know, but they're kind of rowdy though. Hey, a lot of these teams down there are a little bit rowdy on the weekends. That's for sure.
Yeah, they are, Stephen. And you know, me and you were sort of nagging each other last year. You know, with you and Anne-Marie being Florida State fans and Auburn playing them for the national championship. I mean, you know, like I said, like I told Megan, I said, I'm an Auburn fan, but I really don't care as long as they race on Sundays. But that was a pretty good national championship game last year. I mean, you know, you can't take nothing away from neither team.
Oh, no, you really can. I mean, you really, you really have to be at the top of your game no matter what you do. And, you know, even this year, you take a look at the last couple of weeks of Florida State, and I know we're getting off the racing topics, but, you know, they really haven't done that great the last 2 weeks as it is. They barely beat Clemson. This week at NC State, they were just completely run over for about the first three quarters of the game until they finally did come back. Yes, they won. They won by a margin of about 15, 16 points, something like that, if I remember correctly. But last two teams we've played, we just really haven't done so well. Auburn down there, Oklahoma, I mean, there's a lot of teams out there this year that have the possibility of doing it, especially with this new, even the NCAA have gone to a playoffs championship style to crown a champion. And, you take a look at some of the smaller teams like the Oregon Ducks that traditionally have not been in a position where they could potentially go to the national championship. This year they have the opportunity to do so, and we'll see how it happens this first year of the playoffs, not only in the NCAA with the football championship.
Yeah, I think we got something really good going on, just like we got this new Chase format going on. And while we're waiting on Grant Lynch, President Tyler Super Speedway, to come on, I think Grant might be in the screening room with Suzanne now. I'll go ahead and read off, since you've already talked about the Nationwide Series and the Sprint Cup Series at Dover. I'll go ahead and hit NASCAR Camper World Truck Series at Vegas, and then we'll bring Mr. Lynch on. NASCAR Camper World Truck Series, race number 17. Results of the 18th annual Rhino Linings 350, Saturday, September 27th, 2014, Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Eric Jones won the Rhino Linings 350 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, his third NASCAR Camper World Truck Series victory. Prior to the start of the race, no drivers moved to the back of the field. Failed to qualify was none. Time of the race was 1 hour, 36 minutes. Average speed was 136.709 miles an hour. Margin of victory for Mr. Eric Jones was 1.329 seconds. Caution flags was 4 for 17. Lead changes was 18 among 10 drivers. And just to read off the top 10 driver points right quick, Matt Crafton won, Johnny Sauter, Ryan Blaney, Darrell Wallace Jr., Joey Coulter, Jermaine Kurgo. I always mess these names up. I got this redneck talk, Stephen. Sorry. Timothy Peters, Ben Kennedy, Jeb Burton, 9th, Ron Hunter Jr., 10th in points. And at this time, we would like to bring Talladega Super Speedway track president, Mr. Grant Lynch, into the pit stop with Tim and Susan.
Let's get ready to rumble!
There you go, Grant. How you doing tonight, bud?
Well, that's the first time I ever got up. What's that, Michael somebody that does that call? But thank you for introducing me like that.
You're welcome, Grant. We couldn't get Larry and Matt to come in tonight because he said, Tim, every time I come on the show, you drop your internet.
Well, it happens sometimes, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does. Grant, thanks for taking the time to come on. I know y'all got a big race weekend coming up here in the next few weeks. Myself and Suzanne will be there. Unfortunately, Stephen Wilson from SpeedwayDigest.com, he couldn't make the trip. Is there any promotions you want to put out? Anything you want to talk about, Grant, about what you and Russell have going on out there at this massive facility we call Talladega Super Speedway?
Well, I think the thing we want to continue to tell people is, we say this is more than a race. This is Talladega. And we mean it's a weekend of activities. It's not just the racing. It's the things we do surrounding the racing that kind of just make it more of a family atmosphere, more of a situation where you want to come and stay from Thursday through Monday and just be there for the whole deal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I want to congratulate you. I mean, y'all do a really great job. And I know we were talking about doing a trivia question, but I want to bring this up, Grant, if I can, before I hand you over to Stephen, and then we'll let Stephen ask some questions. We'll go to the trivia question. The NASCAR revised its National Series qualifying format at Talladega Super Speedway coming up this October. I've read it, from Mr. Kerry Tharp, our good friend at NASCARmedia.com, and Steven's read it. But some of our listeners, they've probably not seen it, probably not understood it. Can you sort of put it in layman terms, Grant, on how they're going to do this new qualifying scenario?
Yeah. As when we first thought about the new qualifying that they were announcing, the first thing we thought at Talladega was immediately, finally, we get to qualify at the speed we race at, because they're going to put multiple cars on the track at the same time, and they're going to go out there and race. But what we didn't anticipate, and I don't think NASCAR did either, was that if you gave them a longer period of time to try to qualify, they would have more time to try to gamesmanship how they went out, who they went out with, when they started, could they catch another group in front of them and three of them catch up to the front group and catch a faster qualifying time. So it became more of a chess match than just a pure let's get out and race and see who's the fastest. So we watched it from the start when we first started it, and as NASCAR and us as well kind of kept looking at it, you know, guys would go down to the end of pit road, pull over and stop, and then more would stop, and there was more people sitting on pit road most of the time than were actually out on the racetrack. So we talked about it down in Daytona in July, Mike Helton and I and others, and we kind of said, look, we got to do something different. So what we did was basically we said, let's take the original session, I think, was everybody going out for one period. So we said, let's compress it down to 5 minutes. Let's divide the field in half, put half of them out for the first session, half of them out for the second, then start from there, but don't give them any more time than 5 minutes in any session. And I believe that's the way it's going to be when we get here.
Okay, I'm back. I probably jinxed myself. I dropped. Can you hear me, Steve? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
For some reason, I guess I dropped. I shouldn't have said that. Grant, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm on my cell phone, bud.
Oh, are you? So, Steven, did you hear the explanation I did on the qualifying?
I did, and I just kind of have one question that I'm going to propose to you on this.
Okay.
Do you feel, and me and Tim have discussed this, and I think you're absolutely right with the gamesmanship, who goes out with who, let's sit at the pit end of pit road and see if we can catch another group of cars. Do you feel that NASCAR needs to change it, whereas no more sitting on the end of pit road, and make them go out and qualify and cut the session times down at all the tracks, just not at Talladega?
Well, I think it's compounded at Talladega because of the advantage. I think the more you've got the advantage of the draft, the more that plays into the situation, if that makes sense. Because of the suck up you can get with a big group of cars and you're coming up behind them, I think the smaller the racetrack, certainly the less that becomes important to advance into the next round because you don't have that huge draft. So I don't know. I mean, I do think if you said once you leave your pit, you have to go on to the racetrack, might not be a bad idea, you know, because then you say you're going out, you're going out. You're going onto the track, and you take the people you're going to go with and go, and everybody else can either go with you or get their own group together and go too. So I kind of like that thought process.
Yeah, because I, as I've seen, and I've watched it on TV, but I did something at Richmond that I hadn't done in the past when I've gone to the track, is I actually went and walked down the pit road and walked to the exit of pit road, and I would see the car sitting there, and every time it was the same offenders. You would see, and I'm not taking it away from anybody because they want to be with people that they want to race with, obviously, teammates, friends, you know, people they trust, and I understand that, but you would see a gaggle of cars down there, a dozen, half dozen, blocking the end of pit road, and here's drivers coming in and out, especially drivers that are right there on that bubble that have to make it into the race. So, of course, they're coming in, going out. They don't necessarily have the advantage of having multiple teammates or having multiple people out there, especially rookies that just have not gained the respect of other drivers yet. But it kind of seemed to me that they were blocking pit road, and it seemed like there was more of a danger there than there was anything else. And I really do think that, in my opinion, that's something that I believe NASCAR should take a look at, and I think you're right about if you're leaving your pit, you need to go on the track. When you're not going on the track, you need to be in your pit, end of story.
Yeah, and I think the second thing, especially at the bigger tracks, Daytona and our place, is going onto the track and running at a much lesser speed in a group of cars when you've got other cars going much faster. I mean, you could look at, you know, when you go out, you're going to run wide open until you decide to come in. And if you start going half throttle, which is, you know, when you got one group of cars going 200 and something and another group of cars going 90, that's not a good situation on the racetrack. So I think it's a learning curve for NASCAR. It's a learning curve for the tracks. And I think eventually what we could get out of this is they go out and have enough time to race, and when they go out, they have to race and try to qualify. And that's the frustration from a track perspective is we know when they do what they can do at Talladega and at other racetracks and do it together, it can be more exciting, especially at Talladega. But all told, you just need to go out and race and go back and park your car. And that's what the fans want, and that's what I think racetrack operators want, too. Certainly I do.
Yeah, and, I mean, a lot of that, I think, just comes back to the 100% rule that NASCAR has not black and white instituted, but they want you to go out there and give it your all and just not slack off. And I think we did see that where we made the rule change of the cooling the motors down, running at 40, 50, 60, 70 miles an hour less than others on the track. Now they let you bring fans over the wall, cool the motors down, things of that nature, and they made the change there. And that was made for multiple reasons. You just can't have a guy out there running, you know, no matter who it is. That's a safety thing. And I think you're right. It is a learning curve. This is something NASCAR will look at throughout the rest of the year and look at in the offseason. Hopefully next year we can maybe get a couple changes into that. But I just really do. I really do think that blocking of the pit road, and I've seen, and the funny thing is what I was talking about at Richmond is that the gaggle of cars would be sitting at the end of pit road waiting for somebody to come along, and there you have drivers having to drive in the grass around them to get onto the track to try and make their qualifying run.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously NASCAR has already cut it from, I think, the first session with all the group, the big group, everybody was 25 minutes. Now they've cut it to 5. I mean, if you had to, you can cut it to a minute, or if you had to, you can cut it to 15 seconds and say if you're not on the track in 15 seconds, you don't get to qualify. And at a place like ours, that pretty much would mean everybody go out in the same group.
Right.
They could never catch up.
Well, now that we've solved all the world's problems for tonight, I have one other question for you tonight. You guys have the Talladega Boulevard down there where you guys have done a lot of PR about the, as everybody knows in the past, it's some hard partying down there. It's a lot of fun. But I have to ask you this one question, and you may not be able to answer it on the air, but do you think that at some point we could get the tire guy on the radio show?
I think he'd be glad to come on your show. He is an awesome guy. If you see him down there, he came up with that idea, you know, himself, and he's just a real asset to have in Talladega's infield because he's such a nice guy and he has a great family and everything, so backing him up. So, yeah, I think I can get him on your show.
All right, because, I mean, he's a character. I have to say, he is a character, and he's got to be one of the most original people I've seen in an infield anywhere.
Yes, he is that, and he's a treasure for us, for sure.
Oh, well, I'm going to throw you back over to Tim.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Grant, you know, me and you had talked the other day about a trivia question, the one that you had talked about, and, excuse me, I talked to Russell, and we got that hat, that nice hat that y'all agreed to donate, your Stephen Toto Super Speedway. We appreciate that, and the trivia question is, you was right with the answer, Grant, remember me and you talked.
That's right.
What driver and what year did he go over the wall in turn one at Talladega Super Speedway?
Car and all down into our campground. Exactly.
Russell told me it was turn one, and honest to God, I was there, Grant, and I must have been, you know, doing my teenage thing or something.
Yeah. I actually watched a replay of that this week for an article they're doing in Sports Illustrated to refresh my memory, because that was my first race at Talladega. Was that right?
Oh, was it?
That
That's
I was
cool.
in charge of,
That's
yes.
Cool. That's cool, Grant. And we have a caller. I think this is my good friend Todd Bigsby from upstate New York. Let's see if this is Todd. Todd, you're in the pit stop with Tim Spain, Stephen Wilson, Mr. Grant Lynch. How you doing tonight, bud?
I'm good.
I'm good. Did you hear the trivia question that we asked?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I will repeat it. And what driver was in an incident in turn one and went out of the speedway over the concrete wall into what they call now the family camping on out of turn one?
Boy, I honestly don't know, but I'll throw a guess.
Take a guess,
Harry Grant in 81.
Nope. No.
That's not right.
Sorry, Todd. We'll put you back on mute and let you listen.
Okay.
Unless you have a Todd, do you have a question for Mr. Grant Lynch while we're waiting on somebody else calling?
No. I appreciate all the stuff they do for the show, and you know, and I'm a fan of their Facebook page, and I think they do a wonderful job.
Yeah, we got some young folks in the back of the office. I'm not the computer guru, but they are talented, they're engaged, and they're witty, and they're doing a good job.
Now, Grant, you're not talking about young folks. I know you're not talking about Russell, just to throw that out there.
No,
just
Russell
don't get mad.
Russell is not a young folk.
Don't get mad, Russell.
That's right.
But anyway, Todd, thank you very much. And Grant, Todd's track is upstate New York, Watkins Glen.
Michael Prentice, a good friend of mine, runs the operation up there, and you know, good folks up there. And I love that area of the country, especially when they come up there because the weather's so nice.
Yes, sir. And you know, myself and Suzanne and Stephen Wilson and his wife Anne Marie, our bucket list is to hit every track on the circuit one of these days. So maybe we'll be able to. Me and Suzanne are going to Martinsville. This will be our first trip to Martinsville right after Talladega. So I'm going to get to take about 8 or 9 or 10 days off work from Coosa Valley Electric. So I'm going to definitely enjoy it.
Well, I know you're going to have a Martinsville hot dog when you get there, but come by my office before you go, and I want to tell you where to go to get a different hot dog that Mr. France used to love, because you're going to practically drive through my hometown of Winston-Salem, North Carolina on the way up there, and I need to send you to a different hot dog place.
Okay. Thank you.
Bill France
very much,
literally,
Grant.
When he was flying from New York to Daytona, he would have the plane land in Winston-Salem so he could go eat this guy's hot dog. I'm serious.
I love hearing stories like that, Grant. You know, just like me and yourself talked the other day about, you know, the Curtis Turner stuff and everything. But,
yeah.
Grant, we've got my other good friend, Donna DeBoard Harris. Let's bring Donna on and see if she knows the question. Okay. Donnie, you're in the pit stop with Tim Spain, Stephen Wilson, and President of the Tahoe Super Speedway, Mr. Grant Lynch. How you doing this evening, sweetie?
How are y'all? Loving
We're
the
good.
Show as always. And of course, Talladega is one of my bucket list races to get to.
So, what's your guess?
My guess is Jimmy Horton, who was racing with Stanley Smith, and Jimmy Horton went over the wall.
That's correct. What year?
Oh, 2008.
I couldn't hear it.
Sorry, let me give you a hint.
I'm gonna give you a hint because you got the first part pretty good. It was my first race here, and I've been here 21 years, almost 21 years.
I thought it was 2008.
It was 1993.
93.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think, Grant? You think we ought to give her the hat?
I think you ought to give it to her because not many people know it was Jimmy Horton.
No, but let's give it to her. Okay, let's give a big – hold on, Grant. I'm going to mash a button right quick. Here we go.
Okay.
Well, thanks.
Congratulations, Donna. Mr. Grant Lynch has said, you know, just like me, whenever me and him talked the other day, I was talking by his office. I said, Grant, I ought to know that name. I said, I know I was there in 93, but I can't remember. I was probably doing one of them teenage things.
I wasn't thinking it was that long ago, but
yeah,
I remember the crash.
Time has a way creeping up on you. And when I watched it the other night, Russell sent it to me because I was doing an interview about weird things that have happened at Talladega. The TV commentators didn't know he'd gone out of the track for quite a while after the accident. You know, Stanley had come down the track and was on the track and everything, and it was until a little later that Ken Squire actually called it from somewhere. He may have been out on turns and said, there's a car out of the racetrack, and that's when they sent the helicopters over and put the camera down on it and showed the car.
Yeah,
I got another
something to see.
I'm sorry, Don. Yeah, Grant, I got another one to throw out there to see if Don knows. And now Stephen might jump in on this. And I watched it also after me and you talked the other day. Does anybody remember the car number? I know you know it, Grant.
32.
Golly, she was right.
Yeah, I wouldn't
okay,
have got
there
the
you go.
I wouldn't have got the number because I'm terrible with numbers, but. I know Dale Earnhardt Sr. was 3. How about that? Does that help anybody?
Good answer.
That's a good answer, isn't it? That's right.
Well, Donna, thank you very much, and I'll
okay.
put you back over
you
to Suzanne. That way she can
okay.
get your mailing address.
You can get your bucket list ready. You're coming.
Pardon me?
Didn't you say it was your bucket list?
Yeah, Talladega is definitely a bucket list.
Well, let me put it this way. If you can't, are we giving tickets out, Tim?
Do what, Grant?
Aren't we giving tickets out to her?
No, sir. Russell did not say anything about tickets this time.
Well, let me just sweeten up the pot. When you get ready to come, the tickets are on me. You just work with Tim, and you tell him what day you're coming, and I'll give you the tickets for the race. Don't you worry about it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh,
God bless you.
You will.
All right. I'll stay in touch with Tim and Suzanne.
Excellent.
And
Donna. Sid.
Thank you, sir.
Donna.
That's Tim.
And with Grant offering you that, you know, myself and Suzanne live in a two-story house here in Talladega on Indian Hills, and don't worry about a hotel. Y'all can stay with us.
That's so nice.
Y'all are so sweet. Thank you. That is great.
You're welcome.
We will definitely be in touch with you.
Thank you very much, Donna. And, Grant, thank you for that,
too.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, she is a big supporter, Grant. She's she goes to Richmond and Martinsville all the time. Thank you very much for offering that. And
well,
you know, Suzanne had been.
She came up with it. Suzanne, we had to do something for her.
Yes, sir.
I haven't been
yes,
to Martinsville
sir,
yet. We're trying to go to Martinsville.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that, Donna.
That's okay.
I'll throw you back over in the training room with Suzanne. And we'll
get
your mailing address, and Suzanne will mail that hat to you, donated by Mr. Grant Lynch and Tyler Super Speedway.
Thanks again, Mr. Lynch. Take
care. You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Grant.
You're welcome.
Okay, Grant, we're coming up on the top of the hour. I know you're a busy guy, and I can't really think of anything else. I know we're going to be there. I know I'm taking off work Thursday and Friday, and I'll be there in the media center. Can you think of any promotions you want to throw out there?
No, just anybody. You know, we got 3 big days of action. We got the big one on the Boulevard Friday night. And then, of course, Saturday night we got Thomas Rhett playing. We've got two days for $50 tickets for adults. Children 12 and under are free all 3 days. And got great military pricing. We got great college pricing. And it's just going to be a great time. We just hope you'll come. We're going to take the field of chase drivers down from 12 to 8 when they leave Talladega. So the wild card of the whole series, the chase, is getting even more intense. And we just hope you'll come see us. You can call 877-GO-2 on your phone, DEGA, D-E-G-A, or go to TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
Yes, sir. And, Stephen, any last words you got for Mr. Grant?
All right, since you brought it up, I'm going to ask you,
uh-oh,
who do you think is going to get knocked out?
At Talladega?
Yep. Out of the contenders, who do you think is going to get knocked out?
Well, I mean, I think – I don't know. I mean, I think the problem is, you know, the 3 winners are going to advance out of, you know, that win Kansas, Charlotte, and Talladega. So then you got all these other folks. Now, the wild card is Talladega, which means any of the 12 can win Talladega if they put themselves in position. And I think it's too close to call. And then certainly I wouldn't want to call the next round either. But, I mean, for the good of the sport, you know, we all hope that, you know, Earnhardt goes forward, Jeff Gordon goes forward, you know, Jimmy Johnson goes forward, you know, just Brad Keselowski goes forward, you know, Joey's running good. Does he go forward? And so I don't know, Kevin Harvick, you know, is he finally not snake bit? You know, he runs so good every week, and then he just, something happens to him. So I don't know. I'm kind of one where I'm not going to pick favorites. Richard Childress is huge friend of mine, then, you know, he's not got the guys out there right now to compete. So I just kind of going to say, one thing, if you run Talladega, you always want to see Earnhardt go forward because they always, that's a good at Talladega. So I just not going to pick, I guess.
Okay, all right. Well, that's
well,
fair
I mean,
enough.
I told you a bunch of people I hope go forward, but I'm not going to pick who does.
Okay, that's fair enough, and
okay.
I understand. And as far as the hot dog place, I won't name any names, but I've heard that story too before.
Yeah, I can tell you the name, and once I get Tim offline, I'll tell him where to go. And well, actually, it's Pulliam's Hot Dogs in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I don't know why I can't tell you. And it's a world class hot dog. I'll tell you how good it is. He comes to Martinsville Speedway. And on Sunday morning at Martinsville, if you're there, if you can get down in the garage, go up behind the NASCAR hauler right beside where they have the driver owners meetings, just walk across to the other side of the building. There'll be a line of people standing there out back of the NASCAR hauler. Mike will be in there cooking hot dogs, and you can go in and get you one.
All right.
Okay.
Well, if I don't fill up on those $2 hot dogs,
yeah,
I will have to stop
save
off.
A little room on Sunday morning.
All right.
All right, guys. I'm checking out.
All right. Thanks, Grant.
You bet. See you later.
All right, bud. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Grant Lynch, president of Talladega Super Speedway. Do you know where he's talking about, where that hot dog joint is?
Yes. Martinsville is such a small infield, you trip over your own feet if you don't look in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. And we're coming up here, top of the hour. I have not heard anything from Tony B and Tina. Steven, is there anything you want to announce about about your website or anything?
No, just everybody go check it out at SpeedwayDigest.com. We're also on Twitter at SpeedwayDigest. Got a couple people going to Kansas this weekend for us, so 3 days out there between the ARCA Nationwide and the Cup Series. We've got that covered for you guys, and that's about it. That's all that's going on, and I'll be in Martinsville, as you will, and here in the next about 4 weeks or so.
That sounds good. Yeah, and like you said, myself and Susanna will be in Martinsville with y'all, with that great bunch up there, Mike Smith and all that have graciously allowed us to join them. We appreciate that. We'll be there, and myself and Susanna will be in Talladega the week before, so I'm going to have a long vacation. I'm going to take off, enjoy it, get some stuff done around the house, and we're going to come up to Martinsville, buddy.
All right, that sounds good, bud. We're going to have a good time. Right now, we've got about 11 people coming to Martinsville. That's that. We've got some people coming in from New York, you guys, some friends around here, and we're all staying at the same place. So I tell you what, it's gonna be fun.
It is, bud. We're going to have a blast. And happy birthday, and take care of yourself, bud, and I'll talk to you on the flip side.
All right, bud. Take it easy. Have a good night.
You too, bud. Bye.